Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to the Watchman on the Wall radio broadcast with your host, Radio Shepherd. The Watchman on the Wall radio broadcast is a ministry of Love Remnant Tabernacle Church. Good morning, Saints, and welcome to the Watchman on the Wall radio broadcast. I am your host, Radio Shepherd, and I am so thrilled that you have decided to tune in. You know, we desperately need, and I use the word desperately, and I'm not using it lightly, we desperately need for 2016 to be far better than 2015. Now think about this. We have enough Bible prophecy to know that in the last days, perilous times will come. In other words, things spiritually speaking are not going to get better because the devil and his demons are going to be working overtime. The devil's going to be working overtime to ensure that the world gets more wicked, that the ungodly become more ungodly. If you can just imagine that, just imagine that. I mean, we live in a sick world. The world is full of some sick people. Last year, think about last year. Think about a guy like Bruce Jenner. When I was a young teenager, and this guy was in the Olympics. I remember that while in high school, maybe my first year of high school, or maybe my last year of junior high. I can't remember exactly when. Whether it was my last year of junior high or my first year of high school, but this guy was going for the Olympics. I mean, he was participating in that ten part event called the decathlon, and he won it, man. I mean, the guy won the decathlon. That's a hard thing to do, and he was on the Wheatie boxes. You know, the cereal Wheaties. He was on the box. The dude was on the box. Now, just a few decades later, now the guy is going for a sex change. Now he's a woman. Now he's got breast implants and taking hormone shots and got long hair and wearing the makeup and show up in the dress. And then the world calls him the woman of the year, the person of the year. Forget the woman or the man. No, he's the person of the year. Now tell me we don't live in a sick world where when I was a young man, he was someone we were emulating. He was someone we wanted to be like. When we were in the gym, yeah, I'm Bruce Jenner. drastically things have changed in a short period of time. Just in my lifetime, I would never think that a jock that I wanted to be like is now a woman. A woman. Wears makeup, wears dresses, wears high heels. He's even on a dating site promoting himself as a woman. Think about that. Think, folks. Think. Think. Think about the church world. I mean, that's just the world. Think about the church world. Think about how corrupt the church world has become. Where now, instead of preachers in the pulpit, we have puppets in the pulpit. We have parasites in the pulpit. We have parrots in the pulpit. We have prostitutes in the pulpit. We have pimps in the pulpit. We have them. We have them, folks. Listen, the church is teeming with false teachers. Teeming. False teachers and false prophets are multiplying. And we, the church, we're so far behind. We, the remnant church, are so far behind because we don't have the television access that they have. I mean, I'm on radio, but this is not real radio, as you know. As you remember, you grew up with real radio, right? Real radio is that, remember when you used to have a little transistor radio? I remember sitting down on my porch with my little transistor radio listening to baseball games. That's real radio. Now there's a thing today called internet radio, and thank God for internet radio, but internet radio is not real radio as the kind of radio. Well, it's real radio, but it's not the kind of radio that we grew up with. Internet radio has many advantages, but it also has disadvantages. Just like real radio has many advantages, but it also has disadvantages. Nevertheless, those of us who preach the gospel are not going to be given access. No one is going to invite us to speak on TBN regularly, or the Word Network regularly. Or can you imagine me going to do a broadcast on TBN or, let's say, the Word Network, and whatever Juanita Bynum said, I'm going to contradict? Can you imagine? They wouldn't have me. And they wouldn't have preachers like me. So we're not going to get invited on Daystar, because one of the first things I'll say, if I was invited on Daystar, I would turn to Marcus Lamb and say, hey, Marcus, stop fleecing God's sheep. And I mean, that would be the first thing out of my mouth and the last thing out of my mouth, because his security guard will grab me by my arms and drag me off the set. So I wouldn't last. I would not last. So we have prophecies. We have scripture that tells us that in the last days, Satan's going to be working overtime. The Bible says, more accurately, that many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and giving heed to doctrines of devils. We already see that. Whatever denomination it is, you see it's already been tainted. Whether it's Church of God or Church of God Prophecy or Church of God Foursquare or Kojic. Listen. Whatever the flavor, Presbyterian, Baptist, Anglican, whatever the flavor, Methodist, whatever the flavor, Lutheran, whatever the flavor, you go for those flavors and you're going to get botulism. You're going to get sick. Why are you going to get sick? Well, because the church has been leavened to a point where now most of the church is contaminated. Most of the church has become apostate. And there's just a faithful few people, pockets of resistance, people like you and me who still yearn for the truth and are going to contend for the truth. And this is why I have to come on the air every day in some instances, and I have to come on the air every day, every weekend, every chance I can get, every sparing moment I have to get on the air and do this. What is that? Well, I'm blowing the trumpet. I'm sounding the alarm. I'm trying to rally the troops. Why? Because things are going to get worse. Now, while things are getting worse for the world, and while things are getting worse within the apostate church, they don't have to get worse among us. And we're going to be able to sustain our integrity. We're going to be able to sustain our holiness. We're going to be able to sustain our righteousness. We're going to be able to sustain our sanity if we devote ourselves to prayer. If we're given over to prayer, to praying without ceasing. If we give ourselves to being watchmen on the wall. And this is why we're blowing the trumpet. We're trying to sound the alarm. With the little bit of resources I have at my disposal, I am trying to do my best to sound the alarm, to feed the sheep, to deworm infected sheep, to heal the wounded sheep, to fight wolves, to fight lions, to fight bears, to fight all kinds of predators that are making their way into Christ's church. With the little bit of resources and the little bit of time and the little tiny staff that I have and this little studio that I have, I am trying to wage war. With one hand, I got the sword in one hand, and I'm trying to build the kingdom on the other hand. So in one hand, I have the sword. In the other hand, I have the trowel. The trowel is that little instrument. It's like that flat instrument that a builder uses when he's laying cement and bricks. So I have the sword and the trowel. I'm doing just like Nehemiah. I'm building and I'm battling. Why? Because if we don't battle and if we don't build, we're going to go out of existence. The church is going to become extinct and the church is going to become history if we don't fight back and if we don't build right. And we must join Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 5, when he says this. And this is today's text. This is today's text. Isaiah 62, verse 5 says, "As a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as a bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee." We have two metaphors here about marriage. Two metaphors about marriage. Two. When a young man seeks to get married, he preferably desires a virgin. He preferably desires a woman who has not been bedded by another man. You know, when you read in Revelation 17 and 18 about the apostate church, when you have a chance in your devotional time, read Revelation 17 and 18, and it speaks of the harlot church. the harlot church who has committed fornication with all the kings of the earth. That's the harlot church, that has not maintained herself as a virgin, but who has allowed many to put their hands on her. If you understand, if you can just, this is a church program, so you know we can't get lewd, but you know what I mean. The church, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11, he says to the Corinthians, I have tried my best as your pastor, as your apostle, to present you to Christ as a chaste virgin. See, the idea is that when you're going to the altar and the girl is dressed in white, she really can dress in white because she's a virgin. So Isaiah says, true men of God, are men who desire holy things. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. You see, what are saints looking for? What is a person like me looking for? What is a person like you looking for? We're not looking for a church where anything goes. We don't want that kind. I don't want to go to a church where anything goes. I don't want to go to a church that has all kinds of immorality in it and applauds it. I don't want to go to an ordination where they're ordaining XYZ preachers. I don't want to go to a pastor's anniversary like Juanita Bynum did, where they're honoring the pastor and the first gentleman. That's right. The pastor is a man and the first gentleman, not the first lady, but the first gentleman. See, I don't want to go to that kind of church. That's a polluted church. That's a harlot church. That's an apostate church. That's the church of Revelation 17 and 18. I want to go to a church where holiness is the standard. That's why Isaiah prays that there will be such a church, a virgin church. As Paul said to the Corinthians, I have labored. And this is what I do every day, saints. I get on the air every single day in hopes that this ministry can feed you. This way you don't have to go and eat from Jezebel's table. See, that's my goal. My goal is to give you, the remnant saint, enough of God's food that you don't have to turn to the harlot church to eat from the harlot church's table. That you don't have to sit at Jezebel's table and have her morsels of immorality. So we need to pray for a virgin church. A church that says no to sin, a church that says no to the world, a church that says no to rock and roll, a church that says no to dance. I mean, have you seen the dance minute? I mean, I looked at a dance. Somebody sent me a dance clip, and I mean, the dancers had these leotards. I couldn't watch it, and that was a dance ministry. It had like 14, 15 little girls with these leotards, skin tight, dancing to Christian music. Well, I mean, it's Christian music, but you're showing me pornography. You see, you see what's happening, saints. The church is being leavened by the world. The world, the world is sleeping with the church. The world is in bed with the church. That makes the church not a virgin. That makes the church a harlot church. That makes the church just like the woman who rides on the beast, who has a cup of fornication in her hands, and who's drunk, and who has committed fornication with the kings of the earth. Isaiah prays, he says, I pray that the church will remain chaste. And then he goes on to say, I pray that God would so be impressed with this church that God would be even humble. See, because in the first part of the verse, it talks about men wanting this church, men wanting this virgin church, men wanting to draw near to this virgin church. But the church is so holy that even a holy God says, she's acceptable to me. Because remember, we're holy, but we are not as holy as God. We're holy because God says, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. We are not perfectly holy. He is. And God loves this church so much that he says, yes, she shall be my bride. You know, it gives us a picture, this Isaiah 62 chapter of this virgin church, of this church that God is so impressed with that he will take her as his bride. This church reminds us of the church of Revelation. It's the same church. It's the same church spoken of in Revelation 21, verse 2. Let's just go to Revelation 21, verse 2. See, this is the church that you and I are part of. Revelation 21, verse 2 says this. It says, and I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem. That's the church, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. Notice where the church has been all this time. The church has been what? In hiding. The true church is in hiding today. The true church, it's on its knees today. The true church is like those five wise virgins who had the lamps filled with oil. It's a church that is praying. It's a church that has the Holy Spirit. John says, I saw the church coming down as a holy city called the New Jerusalem. She was coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And then in verse 9 of the same chapter, John says this, and there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven veils full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. You see, the bride, the church, is the Lamb's wife. And this is why Paul says again, I reiterate, in 2 Corinthians 11, 1 and 2, he says, as your pastor, I endeavored to do what? What did I endeavor to do? I endeavored to present you as a chaste virgin. In other words, Paul was saying, I have been your spiritual chaperone. I have been protecting you from men who would want to defile you with worldly doctrines, with doctrines of devils. I have been protecting you and saving you and watching over you and praying for you that I might preserve you to Jesus without spot or wrinkle. This is what we need, saints. We need men and women who can pray like Paul. You know what we need today? We need watchmen who can also double as spiritual chaperones. Why? Because folks, in all reality, no man wants to marry a woman who has been bedded by the kings of the earth. The only kind of men that would do that and accept that are men themselves who have lived that kind of life. Holy men want holy women, and a holy God wants a holy church. But then in Revelation 22:17, we have a picture of this bride of Christ. The same bride spoken of in Isaiah 62. In Revelation 22:17, it says, "And the Spirit and the bride say what? Come." You see, it is the bride who joins the Holy Spirit in witnessing for Christ. It is we who say, "Come." And let him hear it say, "Come." And let him that is athirst for God come. And whosoever will, let him come to take of the water of life freely. You see, the church is pure, the church is holy, because it is involved in what God considers most holy, and that is evangelism. It's time for us to pray and win souls. It's time for us to pray and go witness. It's time for us to pray. It's time for us to pray and start fishing in men. It's time for us to pray. Saints, we need to pray that this remnant church, this little pocket of resistance, if you will, we need to pray that this group of people, you and me, and the thousands and the millions around the world who are part of this remnant church, we need to pray that we remain chaste for Christ, that we will be spiritual virgins for Jesus, and not join the apostate church in her agenda of spiritual fornication. Well, saints, that'll do it for today. Please let me remind you that I will be on the air tomorrow doing the Inspirational Psalmist broadcast, in which I'll be sharing with you God's special New Day resolution for believers. And it's not just a special New Year's resolution, it is a timeless New Year's resolution. And it comes to us by way of Psalm number 1. That will be tomorrow in the Inspirational Psalmist. Please don't forget to tune in to the Wolf Tracker program. Please don't forget to tune in to Daily Manna from Heaven. Thank you for tuning in today. I'll be back next week with more on Watchmen on the Wall. As I close today's broadcast, I would like to play the hymn for you, "Come to the Garden Alone." Come to praying, come to meet Jesus, come to fellowship with your Lord. Until next week, this is Radio Shepherd signing off. I love you in Jesus.